You're listening to Good on Paper, a bookish podcast. I'm Jenny.
And I'm Rachel.
Join us as we journey together into the land of fiction, where the men are brave, the quests are epic, and everything is better on paper.
Hi, everybody. I know this is weird. It's just me this week. We've never done this before. But Jenny's on vacation and could not find a time and place that would make sense for her to record. So it's just going to be me today. Sorry to disappoint you. I know it's not the same without Jenny. Believe me, I know. But I'm hoping I can still be somewhat interesting for you. So, basically, since I don't have a co-host today to like chit chat with and ask questions and things, I'm just going to go over a specific topic that I came up with, because if you follow me on Instagram, you know that I recently went on vacation as well, and I still had to work while I was gone because my book launched during the week that I was on vacation, so it wasn't really an option to take time off. And I know that for a lot of you out there, whether or not you are writers or you're doing something else, that you have to work while you're on vacation. Sometimes you don't get a choice, you just have to do it. So basically today's episode is going to be just a few tips and things that I personally came up with to help me continue to get my work done even while I'm on vacation. And honestly, I'm going to put a sticky note over my face on my screen so that I can't see myself, because it's just weird to see my face there staring back at me with nobody else. Oh, that's so much easier. Okay, now I don't feel so weird. For those of you listening and not watching, you're not going to know the difference. But those of you who are watching, I am no longer looking at my own face, which is great. So basically, yeah, I'm not going to make this a super long episode since it's just me monologuing. But I did want to come up with something hopefully helpful. So I wrote down a list of some things to help with vacation, or like not just vacation. This could also be if you have people coming over to your house, or I don't know, anything that's kind of getting in the way of your general scheduling. So yeah, let's just dive right into the list. So one of the things that I implemented very quickly when we were on vacation is getting up early for myself. So it was really awkward the first night we were there, or the second night we were there. I asked my family, hey, would you guys mind if we cut off the TV watching and hanging out at around 10 so that I could have time to get ready and go to sleep at 11, and I could wake up at 7 and get some work done before everybody else wakes up. And that first night when I asked that request, it definitely kind of felt a little bit resistant, like nobody was really excited about doing that for me. But then as the days went on, my mom told me she was really grateful that I had done that, because it actually gave everybody time to decompress, and then nobody had to stay up super late and be grouchy in the morning. So it actually worked out well for everybody. And I was able to get an hour and a half of work time in the first thing in the morning. And usually when I'm at home, I have a very structured way of doing things. I do 20-minute writing sprints, and then I do a 20-minute break and then 20-minute writing sprint. But when I was just trying to get so much work done first thing in the morning, as much as I possibly could, instead I just would write for as long as humanly possible until my brain couldn't handle it. And then I would take a break for like 5 minutes and then just hop right back into it, because I didn't have the flexibility I do when I'm at home. So yeah, it depends, I guess, on what your situation is, but like my brother and sister-in-law are going to be coming to visit soon, and that's something I'm going to continue doing when they come to visit, is getting up early so that I can get as much done as quickly as possible. Because the other thing too is that you can't depend on your day allowing for you to have time to get something accomplished, because stuff happens. You know, you might not get that time that you thought you would. You might not get that break like you thought you would. The day might be more chaotic than you thought it would, and you don't have the time like you anticipated to. So it's best to take the time first thing in the morning. At least for me it was, while we were on vacation. It was very, very, and not only was it necessary for my job, it also was necessary for me emotionally to have that time to just focus on my stuff without anybody around, without anybody talking to me or anything, and just work. It was really nice, actually. Of course, we were in a trailer, so we had different spaces, but even if I was in a hotel room, I would still do this. If the people in the room you're staying with happen to be really sensitive to light or sound or something, you could always go into the bathroom. It's kind of like if anybody's ever seen the Robin Williams movie RV, which if you haven't, what are you doing? It's like the best. It's definitely like a summertime staple for us. I'm talking a lot with my hand, by the way, I'm noticing. Because I can see my hand still. Anyway, if you haven't seen that movie, you definitely should. It's a classic. But, you know, he's going on a quote-unquote vacation with his family, and what they don't know is it's actually for work. And so he has to work secretly when they don't realize he's working. So he works when he's in the bathroom. It's ridiculous, the places that he works. But that's kind of what you have to do when you're on vacation, is just take any single opportunity you can get to accomplish what you need to. So if all you have is escaping into the bathroom, then that's just what you're going to have to do. You know, whatever works, whatever does the job. Point number two would be, this is something I didn't used to do because I didn't know I could do it. So I get very motion sick. And I know a lot of people do. I cannot work in the car. I can't read in the car. I can't write in the car. I can't look at my phone in the car. I get sick like that. I've thrown up in the car many, many times. That noise is my dog. Sorry. Anyway, can you tell things are a little bit different without Jenny this week? Jenny, come back. I need you. but I've noticed now I have a hack that I just take Dramamine an hour before I get in the car, and I have zero problems with feeling car sick. Zero problems at all. I'm very, very sensitive to being in the car. Like, I will throw up, but with Dramamine, I do not. Now, it has to be at least an hour beforehand, so it has time to like actually get into your system and work. I don't know how long it lasts. I've never tested it before. I guess you probably have to read the bottle. They do sell non-drowsy. The drowsy does actually make me tired. But if I take Dramamine an hour before, I can work in the car. And the car is like one of the best places to work because, I mean, yeah, people talk in the car, but they're also so busy talking and whatnot that they don't notice if you don't engage. It's different than like when you're watching a movie. People are going to look over at you, and we all know how this is. They give you the stink eye if you're sitting there working while watching the movie. They get annoyed, which, you know, is fair, sure. But when you're in the car, nobody seems to notice or care. They're like, listen, this is the part of from getting from point A to getting to point B. This isn't like the quote-unquote fun part of the trip. This is us getting to the fun part of the trip. So nobody seems to care when I do that. So I take up every amount of time I can get in the car. I take my laptop with me. I take my Dramamine an hour beforehand. And I write and work the entire time in the car. Because it's a great time to do it because nobody seems to care that you're not paying attention to them. Highly recommend. I'm like, I need to take lots of breaths right now. I'm more nervous than I am when I'm with Jenny. This is so different. Number three is to set a break time during the day where you can get work accomplished. Now, this would be probably more so if you either have a very relaxed vacation planned or you have a vacation planned where it's structured to the point where you can actually set that time aside. Most of the time we go on vacation, we're very busy. We're very on the go all the time. So middle of the day breaks are going to be probably difficult for me, although my family could probably use them, so maybe I could talk them into it. But if you can at all manage to do that, even 20 minutes, 30 minutes, just something to give you a little bit more time to sink your teeth into. The thing about working on vacation is every spare second you can grasp to get work done is great. And it's not, you know, taking up every moment from your family. It's taking every moment that isn't taken up by your family or your friends or whoever you're with. That's the key, is to find all of those moments that are kind of wasted and unclaimed and claim them for work. So like, if everyone's like, you know, I want to go back to the hotel and take a nap. Perfect. You can get some work done. If some people are like, hey, you know what, actually, I think I'm going to go take a swim, and you don't want to take a swim. Or you can go and take your laptop and sit by the pool instead of in the pool. Or let's say everybody wants to go do something, but one of the kids doesn't, and they want to stay back at the house or whatever. Perfect. You can stay and watch that kid. Because, I mean, depending on how old they are, they can probably do stuff by themselves. And you can get at least some work done. Take every advantage you can find throughout the day when you're on vacation to use these empty moments, these unclaimed moments with nothing else really in them, and use them for work. And it might be that you have to resort to using your phone more often rather than your laptop. Whatever you have to do, do it. Number four is something I learned this time around. Plan ahead, because you may or may not have internet. It's not guaranteed. We stayed... I have dogs, and they are a problem. We stayed at an RV park that was supposed to have internet, and technically they did, but the internet, you would be able to do very small things on it for a very short amount of time, and then it would just kick you off. And it would be okay for a little bit, good enough to like maybe scroll through some pictures, but then it would just completely kind of crap out. It was really, really horrible internet. And not only that, but we had one bar in that area. And it was, like I said, it was not a time where I could just be like, oh yeah, disconnect. No, my book was releasing. I could not disconnect. Sometimes you just can't, you know? We had to drive like out of where we were staying to go find enough cell service to use a hotspot so I could upload my book to Amazon. Like, it was super stressful. So the point is, you don't know what the situation is necessarily going to be before you get somewhere. The internet could be out. You may not have enough time to dedicate to both writing and taking care of anything that you have to do online. So planning ahead in terms of like social media and things like that, or emails or whatever, is great. So like if you have, you know, emails coming in a lot, maybe setting up an automated response, which you can do in Gmail, that lets people know, hey, I am out of the office for the next few days, I will get back to you as soon as possible. That way you don't just have people sitting there waiting for you to get back to them. You know, it's that way your email's kind of taking care of it for you. Or if you have a sibling or a niece or a nephew or a cousin or somebody that you trust that you can, you know, pay them a little bit to kind of keep an eye on it for you while you're gone too, also works. But with social media especially, planning out your posts, I hate planning out my posts in advance. I'm just going to be honest. I don't do it. I don't schedule them. I don't plan them in advance. It makes me feel like I can't be creative, and I just don't like it. So in general, I mean, there are a few things, but for the most part, I just post whatever comes to me at the moment. But when it comes to traveling, I have now learned to plan and create my posts ahead of time and then schedule them ahead of time. I have the Meta Business Suite or whatever it's called app where you can schedule your reels and your posts and everything on Instagram. There's probably something similar for TikTok. I don't really know how to use TikTok, honestly. I've never used it before. But with Instagram, you can definitely schedule things in advance. You can write your captions out. So I would plan all of your posts out for the duration of your vacation and schedule them out. And then if you happen to have something you want to share extra while you're on vacation, great. It'll be an addition. But that way you don't have to worry about the things that you want to be doing on the internet, because like I tried to post on social media while I was gone, which A, the internet was terrible. So it was really hard to tell if what I had posted went up accurately, because as we know, a lot of the times, you know, it posts a reel without the captions or the music is wrong or whatever. And so it's not reliable that way, or it might be that you don't have enough internet to post at all. It's kind of chaotic and kind of stressful, especially, and you're also on the go, you know, you're trying to go do things with your family, your friends or whoever. You're busy trying to have fun. You don't want to sit there trying to figure out how your reel is posting, or did that actually work, or did it post correctly, or, oh no, it didn't, I need to repost it or whatever. Versus if you've already planned them and scheduled them, it's one thing off your plate. So take all the things off your plate that you can by getting them done in advance if possible. And that's one that I think is honestly pretty easy to get done in advance, which I will be doing from now on. Number five is making lists. And I did not do this for my trip, and I now I'm thinking I wish I would have, of small things that need to get done and big things that need to get done. So like big things being like, write the book, you know, that's the kind of a big thing. Or contact cover people. I don't know, things that take a good chunk of time, like a half an hour at least, to get done. Because for me, I don't do well doing like 5-minute sprints here and there, because it's hard to go in and out, back and forth constantly of being focused on the story. Like, it just is too stressful for me. It's hard to just go in and out and in and out of the story all the time. So that would be like a, you know, a bigger chunk of time, like 20, 30 minutes versus, I don't know, updating your link tree could be one of the small tasks, or emailing your cover people could be a small task, or updating your Amazon detail page, whatever, things that take like 10 minutes or less. Like, make a list of all those things that need done, and all a list of all the things that need done that take good chunks of time, or at least that you assume will take chunks of time. I mean, you kind of have to use your best judgment. But then as you have these opportunities throughout the day while you're gone, you know, you get these minutes of 5 minutes where it's like, oh, they went into the store and I'm going to sit here in the car. I have 10 minutes. What can I get done in 10 minutes? Instead of sitting there scrolling, I could go to my list of all of my short-timed to-do list things, and I could pick a couple of those things to get done rather than just sitting here scrolling on my phone or taking a nap. That would be a much better use of my time. Or, I don't know, they stopped to get gas, or the walk from the trailer to the bathroom is like 4 minutes, right? And then the walk back, like, there's time there to get stuff done if you have already kind of segregated out the small things from the big things. And I know that this all probably sounds like a little bit extra, but if you really are wanting to get work done without it interfering with your vacation, then I advise taking advantage of all of those tiny moments, all of those little things, all of those added up little moments throughout the day that you can possibly get. Take advantage of those. And then also, you kind of have to fight for your time to really write. You have to stick up for it. You have to not demand, but ask for it. And insist on it too. It's your job, you know? It can't just be this thing that you do and people are okay with it, because they're not always okay with it. And you kind of have to make the statement of, I need time to do this today, and so I'm going to take the time to do this today. And for me, that means doing it in the morning, because it's the least obstructive thing to do. It doesn't mess up the plans for the day in general, especially if, you know, that becomes part of our routine that I just get up early and write, and we like get going like a half an hour later in the day, then that just becomes part of our routine, you know? It's the easiest way to go about it for me versus trying to find time in the middle of the day when I might be interrupting things. And yeah, people aren't always going to be happy with you, but it's your job. And if they don't like it, well, they don't have to be honest with you. And I know that can be really frustrating, but just know that there's a lot of us out there who do understand that. And have been in that situation of being around people who don't get it or don't respect the time you need. And then also just taking advantage of every single opportunity to be on your own and to get things done, whether that means you have to go sit in the bathroom on the lid of the toilet, or whether it means that you volunteer to go to the grocery store by yourself because you can write on your phone while you're walking down the aisles, like, whatever it is, take advantage of every moment you can find. Organize what you need to get done in advance so that you can just pull those things out and be like, yes, this needs done, versus that feeling of, oh, I know I have 1,000 things, but I can't think of any of them right now. Like, we all have that. And planning in advance your social media or like email responses and stuff like that. And I think you can also do it with DMs, but I'm not positive. But I think you can. But those kinds of things definitely, I think, are very helpful. So anyway, that's my 10 cents about how to work while on vacation. Hopefully this was helpful. That was the goal. If not, I'm really sorry for the past 19 minutes. Yeah, I know this is weird without Jenny. Like, I feel so weird right now talking to just myself. I feel like I'm talking fast and I can't quite breathe all the way. So anyway, hope you guys enjoyed this episode. If you did, please like, subscribe, whatever platform you're watching or listening from, do the thing, and let us know what you would like to hear about in the future. We love to know what you guys want to hear about. And go give Jenny some love because we miss her very much. And yeah, we will both be here next week to see you guys with a guest. We're very excited. And yeah, I hope you guys have a good week. I'm gonna stop babbling. Okay, bye. Hey guys, thanks so much for tuning in. We hope you enjoyed it and tune in next week for another episode. And if you enjoyed it, please consider leaving a review so that other people can find us. And we will see you in the future. Bye.